Hey Sam, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey Ruben, good. How are you?
Good, good. It feels like every day is a nightmare. We're so busy. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Perfect. So, I've got an approval I want to run by you real quick, but I had a few quick questions. So, I understand that this is an Australian vendor who has a U.S. affiliate, correct?
Yes, so they
Okay.
have their own, their own stuff here.
Okay. So, what I want to do is I'm just going to go to the Michigan Secretary of State and verify that they have an active U.S. company, so we're not paying Australia, we're paying their U.S. entity. So let's take a look at it. So let's hold on. Let's see, where do we go on Michigan? Other business services. Let's see, entity. I'm trying to find. There's every state website has basically a where you can search for corporations, but let's search business entity search. So I think this is it.
Like they told me they had a warehouse in Texas, where that's where the machines are too.
Okay, let me just check real quick because I want to make sure the file goes smoothly. Okay, let's see. Online services. Let's see. Business entity search. Here we go. So the name of their company is called Farnese, correct?
Yeah, for an easy day, yeah.
Right, I see it. Farnese North America. Great. They have a corporation in the US. It's been registered a little over a year and a half. All right, we're fine. Okay. And so the equipment has shipping, correct, as well?
Yes, you can see it in the invoice.
Got it. Okay, is there any
And
other, go ahead.
what was that?
Is there any other equipment you're looking for right now?
Right now, that is it.
Okay. So, and they're kind of giving you a deadline for tomorrow, correct?
They're giving me a deadline. I don't know exactly, but they're telling me the end of the, I think the end of the month, they're going to sign a contract through a distributor. So I cannot buy direct from them. I have to go to a distributor, and the price is going to go up by
What is the
10%.
pro? Oh, by 10%. Okay. So here's what I can do. And Friday is the last day of the month, so we're close. So here's what I'm going to suggest for you that I can do right now. Keep in mind, it's the end of everyone's month, so what I would like to do is set you up for a program that's called Fax to Fund. And that means, unlike last time where you had to, sign original wedding signatures, either FedEx or come into my office, I can set you up since you're an existing customer with what's called Fax to Fund. And that means that you will fax documents or email them over to me, and I can typically pay them the same day. I have you already, your business already approved, and that this, if you want to go forward with this approval, we basically can send documents to you today. You can sign them today. We can send them in for funding tomorrow and cut a payment to the vendor tomorrow. The only thing I would need to do is call the vendor and actually create an invoice, but I can do that for you because it wouldn't be billed to Sam Fuentes, it'd be billed to, your company,
Thanks,
but
Stronger.
I can do that for you. So let's go over the approval I have for you right now and work backwards. So do you have a let's the maximum term is 5 years. You'd be putting two payments and a small documentation fee due at signing. Do you have an idea of your like an estimated monthly payment that you're trying to get to right here, or do you have any ideas?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. So let me give you the payment that I have right now that's already approved. So if you go to the maximum term, which is 60 months, you'd have 58 remaining payments. You'd put your first and last payment down, and that payment is $728.57. If you wanted to do,
Wow,
go ahead.
that's kind of like high.
Well, that's why I'm going over a few approvals, because this is not the only one we have to take. I just wanted to get you approved very, very quickly and then work from there. So a shorter term we can often do as well. So what kind of payment, were you expecting so I can understand your time frame and make sure I make it happen for you? What kind of payment were you looking for?
I mean, I have finance, cars that are over $30,000, and the maximum I pay is like, $450. So, even though it's an equipment, I'll say, like $550
Okay,
will
so
be will be something reasonable.
let's go over that. So it's technically impossible. So what I'm going to do here is this. Unlike when you did a dollar buyout lease with us and you paid sales tax each month, I'm not going to do this as a lease. I'm going to do this as a finance agreement, so I'm not going to force place the sales tax on it. But let's go over some of the numbers you gave to me. So you just said that you financed a $30,000 car at $450 a month, correct?
Right.
All right. So do you have a calculator handy?
Let's see here. Yeah.
Okay. So $450 multiplied by 60 is $27,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's technically impossible to finance $30,000 and over 5 years
I gave a $5,000 deposit. That's
okay. Cool. Okay. Yeah. So you finance a lot less, and that's a lot of equity. So here are my thoughts that I have for you right now. But also, there is something where you're trying to move quickly. So in terms of a 550, I have an approval for you right now, but tomorrow's only Thursday. It's not Friday. But the other thing I want you to keep in mind is this. If I send you documents on Friday, I don't like to overpromise someone, and it's technically impossible for me to send. If I send you documents, Sam, to you at Friday at 10 o'clock, and you fax them back to me at 11, you're cutting it really close because we still have to go through a funding procedure. So here's the good thing. I already have an approval for you. So if anything, the payments are just going to get cheaper. So I'm waiting for another approval to come in tomorrow morning. I will let you know tomorrow morning what that approval looks like. I understand that your goals are to be around $550 a month. And so I can talk to the underwriter, and then we can make a decision for tomorrow. Would that work for you?
That's fine.
Okay, and just let me run some numbers. Mm-hmm. And you, I'm assuming you don't want to put a lot of money down. That's kind of counterproductive, correct?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if I don't need to, of course.
Okay, well, there's a few ways to look at it. Here's kind of my advice. There's some. It's all about like long-term relationships and being honest with people. You've got some tax liens on your credit. That's one of the worst things to have on your credit. And so I think unless we force you to put money down, that there's really, you shouldn't. But my kind of thought process is this. $550, let me even see if that's doable so I don't really like waste your time. Mm-hmm. Here's the reason $550 is not doable. And you've got that calculator handy, correct?
Yeah.
If you do $550 a month, with basically just two payments down, your payback is $33,000. That means over 5 years, you're paying back $3,000 in finance charges to finance 20, and we're financing the $27,780. I'm basing these numbers including the shipping, okay? If you want to pay the shipping, they're completely different numbers. But if you're financing let's just do that, $550 times 60, is $33,000. So
that means $6,000 went over finance.
It's $5,220 exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're paying $1,044 a year. You take that $5,220 and you divide it by 5. So that means you're paying $1,044 of interest per year to finance this equipment. That's a rate of 3.7%. I don't want to beat you up. You're an existing customer. I want to give you the best possible deal. But in terms of paying 3% on equipment financing, that's not realistic even for customers that have 800 credit scores because it's business financing and it's just not the way it works. So we'll fight to get you the best approval with still funding you this week. But keep in mind that when you got a car, was it like a new car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll give you some numbers tomorrow, but our business financing for equipment is not necessarily the same. It's not horribly different, but it's not the same collateral type as a personal car loan. And I just want to be upfront with you. So it's not going to be like $500, $550, but I will do the best thing possible and give you some final numbers tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. One other quick question I had for you. Are you okay if you, there's a few, I don't have to give you a 5-year term. I can give your business a shorter term. Are you trying to do this, pay this off quickly, or are you really trying to keep to the lowest possible payment?
Well, I mean, if you can give me options, it's not much of a difference between 3 years and 5 years. I mean, I'm open to it.
Okay.
So basically, you know, I need the best deal possible, of course.
Absolutely. So let me give you some homework, though. So a few quick things I'm going to need to actually, because I'm going to take off my sales hat and tell you what I need to actually fund your deal in a timely manner.
Uh-huh.
First thing is, who do I call at your vendor to get an invoice? Who do I speak to there?
I'll give you the phone number here right now and name.
Cool.
Let's see. Let me have that invoice. We have that email too. So let's see here. Let me type for an easy. Okay, his name is John Taylor.
John Taylor, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And let me look up his number. Hang on one second. Yeah, I just want to continue with that number. Okay, the phone number is 626. 616? No, 616, sorry.
616, okay.
844.
Okay.
8651.
Is it 616-844 and then it cut out? What are the last four?
8651.
Okay, will you be in the office tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would like you to do is, I would like you to make a copy of your and your wife's driver's licenses, because it's been a while, so I probably have your expired copy. Mm-hmm. You've got my email still, correct?
The article. No, I don't have it. If you want to send me one email, yeah. I'll reply to you.
Yeah, give me a second. Well, at least you take advantage of this and save you these $2,700. You know, that's definitely worth it. What's your email, Sam?
It's Sam at King, that's K-I-N-G.
Uh-huh.
Stone, S-T-O-N-E, work, W-O-R-K, .com.
Okay. Can I call your equipment dealer today to get rolling on this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just let him know that you're working with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have your charger. All right. Can you check your email real quick?
Okay, give me one second. It says it's coming, but doesn't come yet. Oh, yeah. One second. I'm on the second page. Yeah, I got equipment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
All right, man. Well, I know I've got everything I need here. I will be in touch with you tomorrow on what I can do. Not to rush you, but let's make sure. Will you be in the office or you'll be out on jobs tomorrow? Are you in and out or are you in the office?
I mean, the first thing in the morning, I've been in jobs.
Okay.
But during the day, but Cindy, she's in the office, so
Okay.
If you anything I need, I have to send you or do. Yeah, she okay. thinks she can take care of it.
So, Sam, I wanted to go over one thing quickly with you that I noticed on your credit report. So, you have a loan. It's called a cash advance with a company called Merchant Cash and Capital. Is that correct?
I do have it. Not anymore. Okay. They already paid that off.
Okay. How many loans did you do with them?
One.
Okay. How much did you borrow from them?
It was like $30,000.
What did you pay back? What were your terms?
It was like 36. I think it was a 3 years.
No, they don't do 3 years. This is a daily payment loan. They don't do 3 years. They do like 6 months to a year and a half. Yeah, they don't do 3 years. It's not possible.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that one. It was like 6 months. Yeah.
Okay. What do you use that? What did you borrow the money for?
I bought another piece of machine. Too.
Okay. So let's kind of talk about what's going on here because I want to help you. So you understand that money is very, very expensive, correct?
Yeah, I did get it, but, it was one of those things that I got a deal.
Understood.
Private, yeah.
So what I can – you bought it from, like, a private individual?
I bought the equipment from a private individual, yeah.
So two quick things. If you ever want any cash, I do loans, long-term loans, for private equipment purchases. I do them all the time. So people come to me and they say, hey, Ruben, there's a guy that his business is going out of business. He's selling me his CNC. It's not like an equipment dealer. Can you finance it? Yeah, I can. And I can give you a long-term loan. But also, we actually do that cash loan product as well. I actually work with the guys over at Merchant Cash and Capital. But I want to tell you something that I do that's a little different. I can, A, give you, if you're looking for additional cash, I can give you more money at a much better cost. So if you're ever interested in borrowing like $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 of cash, and you want a good term, I go up to 18 months on those loans at much better terms, give me a call. I can do that for you as well.
Okay, I didn't know. But
no worries.
Definitely, I am very interested on those guys. I mean, we're opening a showroom right now, and that's basically, I don't want to have my budget tight.
Correct.
That's why I'm asking, like, this is equipment, it will increase production on that kind of edge by like double, so that's why I'm trying to make it work. And I went to, a couple of things, and I started thinking probably doing the same thing, but I'm like, I talked to my wife, said, a while ago, I bought the CNC, and I bought it through Ruben. So let's see if he's still around. That's how
I run our stone division, and I've just worked really hard. That's my whole sales pitch. But to give you an idea, so on that loan, you borrowed $30,000 and you paid $6,000, but you paid $6,000 over 6 months. On an equipment loan, you'll borrow $30,000 and over, 5 years, you'll pay, there's 5 years is like, that is, I don't know, that's six months a year, that's 10 times as long to pay the same amount of money back. So it's a world of difference. But if you want some additional cash, what I'm also going to do is, without having you chase your tail, tomorrow morning I'll give you some ideas of how much cash I could lend to you if you're also looking that for your new showroom.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm going to call your vendor tomorrow morning or later today. I'm kind of slammed up, but expect a call from me around 10 or 11 to get this wrapped up tomorrow, okay?
Okay, perfect. I just email you the copy of the IDs right now.
Perfect. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.